So moved. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will enter back into public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the P&Z Commission's recommendation to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Planning and Zoning Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. The first case, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1899. And as I'd indicated to you, Mr. President, I have represented the applicant and their family on matters before, but I am just conducting the hearing. I have no vote on it. If there would be a matter of substance that council would have a question, then the assistant county attorney could assist. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district and AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.801 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Harbison Road, Route 5, approximately 0.44 miles south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The tax parcel is a portion of District 235, Map 30, Parcel 131.01. The 911 address is 1886. 365 Harbison Road, Harbison. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 1st of this year. At that time, a number of items, including an exhibit booklet, staff analysis, and agency comments were submitted into the record. At that public hearing, they deferred for further consideration. At their October 10th public hearing, they did recommend approval of the change of zone for reasons 1 through 7. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Hutt.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good afternoon, county council members and staff. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here with the Law Office of Morris James in Georgetown, Delaware. This afternoon, I am representing the applicant, Harbison Farm Revex LLC. And with me this afternoon is Kay Duke, sitting to my left and your right, one of the principals of that LLC. And just for introduction purposes, sitting to her left, again, further to the right, is Michelle Gallo, a new associate in our law office here for observational purposes. So don't ask me any tricky questions that I can't answer. I'll look bad. That wouldn't be good. This afternoon's application seeks to rezone a little less than 8/10 of an acre, 34,920 square feet to be specific, from its current split zoning of MR and AR1 to B2. The property that is the subject of this afternoon's application is located less than half a mile south of, on Route 5, which is Harbison Road, which is the road you see right there in front of, or in between the yellow. It's about a little less than half a mile south from the intersection with Route 9, which is where Ms. Cornwell has the cursor. Of course, the intersection of Route 5 and 9 is famous, or perhaps even infamous, in Sussex County for any number of reasons. Until very recently, of course, it was one of the primary delay points on Route 9, regardless of whether you were headed eastbound or westbound, because traffic would invariably back up as somebody tried to make a left-hand turn to go north or south on Route 5. And that, of course, would delay all traffic through that intersection. It was also very well known because Harbison Cemetery is on the southwest corner, and it appeared that, for whatever reason, that was a target for every vehicle that veered off the roads, as the walls that surround the Harbison Cemetery were often knocked down by traffic that went by. Of course, most recently, as I referenced a moment ago, the intersection was improved. DLDOT added dedicated left-hand turn lanes to the intersection, and having traveled that road on a fairly frequent basis since they've done that, it is a significant improvement to travel on Route 9. In addition, a noticeable gap was created between Route 5, 9, and the cemetery, hopefully to preserve the cemetery structure and walls in that area. Of course, at the same time that DLDOT made the improvements to Route 5 and 9, many of you will recognize and know that there was an old gas station on the corner there that was torn down, and a new Royal Farms was put in its place. In addition to the construction of the new Royal Farms, of course, they had their new store, and what was demolished and what was previously there was sort of an older strip mall that had a small deli, a convenience store, a Tupperware store, and the United States Post Office. The U.S. Postal Service has been looking for a new location in Harbison. It's my understanding that individuals in Harbison, they added another blue mailbox, I think, along Route 9, and that if you have a post office box, I believe you're currently coming to Georgetown for the post offices, post office box services. The parcel that's outlined in yellow on the screen is the parcel that the United States Postal Service has its eye on for the new Harbison Post Office. As you can see, the area that is the subject where Ms. Cornwell has the cursor is that 8/10 of an acre, is obviously part of a larger 10-acre parcel. And that parcel, as well as the one behind it, pretty much all you see on the aerial imagery there, the farmland, most of that is owned by my client, Harbison Farm Revex, except for, you can see the two rectangular pieces that look as though they're mirror images of each other. There's a piece in the middle that is owned by the Lawson family. And then that is the same family that owns the Lawson store up the road where you can buy mulch and other outdoor products right there along Route 5. change of zone application is what the post office desires so they can have a location for the local office there in Harbison that is a permitted use and appropriate for the zoning district in which the post office would lie. Originally, the thought process as part of this application was that the applicant was going to seek a change to the county's C3 zoning classification. In fact, when the service level evaluation request was filed with DLDOT, that was the initial request, was for DLDOT to evaluate whether what the traffic impact might be of C3 zoning for this 8/10 of an acre. Upon receiving the response from DLDOT, which indicated that a traffic impact study was not required at this time, a subsequent review was made of the various zoning classifications, particularly the new ones that were somewhat recently adopted by this council. And one of those stood out as being very appropriate for the proposed use, and that is the B2 Business Community District. I think what stood out about that was when you just begin, as you know, at the beginning of any of the zoning district descriptions, they start out with a purpose. And the purpose of the B2 Business Community District is to provide primarily for office, retail shopping, and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or an individual parcel to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density, or medium-density neighborhoods. Of course, the U.S. Postal Service and an office of this nature is similar to a personal use or small office and personal service type business. It's also a government facility, which is another permitted use in the B2 zoning district. In addition, the other part of that definition, it talked about to serve a relatively small area. As we all know, the post office likes to have various offices throughout small towns and neighborhoods to serve those areas, in this case to serve the Harbison area. And the Harbison area is a relatively small area. It's somewhat rural in character. You can see in looking at the screen that there are it's a mixture of some small houses. If you went a little bit north of this, you would have the meadows of Beaver Creek, the trails of Beaver Creek, which are located on routes 5 and 9. So there are in this area small neighborhoods and somewhat larger neighborhoods in the Beaver Creek neighborhoods. But in addition, of course, you have immediately across the street, almost immediately across the street, you can see the gray area, which is an industrial use, which is the Allen Harim plant. When we were zoomed out earlier and looked at the intersection of Route 5 and 9, you saw that there was commercial zoning, so C1, CR1. This area is a mixture of various zoning classifications, but it is a relatively small and still what most people would think of as a rural area. As you can see, the property is presently split zoned. The yellow that you see on the screen is the county's medium density or MR zoning classification. And the proposed area to be zoned B2 extends just a tiny bit past the yellow. So there's a little bit of AR ground that is also being, and Ms. Cornwell has the cursor on it. The majority is in the MR, but there is a little piece of the parcel that is in the AR1 zoning district. The county's future land use map in the comprehensive plan shows these areas as being both in a low density area, and the existing MR is in an existing development area. It looks like Ms. Cornwell is going to put that on the screen for us. And you can see the white would be the low density area, and the yellow would be the existing development area. I guess that's yellow, sort of beige.
Peach.
Peach. Ms. Cornwell says it's peach, so I'll go with peach. If you were to look at the list of uses or zoning classifications, rather, for an existing development area as well as the low density area, a B2 zoning classification is appropriate for those areas. The 2015 Delaware State Strategies map identifies this area as being in investment level 3. As most of you are familiar, I believe, through various zoning cases that you've heard, Route 5 is a major collector highway. And so while this is a rural or semi-rural area, It is a higher capacity road that has shoulders with other business and commercial entrances along it, which is probably one of the reasons why the post office was looking at a site like this, so that it's, while it's a rural area, it is on a major collector road. The lot, or the area that's proposed for this does meet all of the height, area, and bulk requirements that are found within the Sussex County Zoning Code. And as you know, a change of zone application is not a site plan review. However, the future use at the site is fairly well known, I think, at this point. It is proposed that it would be the next location of the Harbison Post Office, and the Postal Service has a footprint for a building and a site of this size that it uses, and it supplied that information to my client, who gave it to the surveyor, and you have a basic site plan type review, which I can see the computer is loading while it comes up. The future use at the site, it's proposed right now that it would involve on-site water and wastewater, although artesian is in the area, and so it is anticipated that perhaps in the near future there would be a public utility available. Those public utilities would be available. That is the site plan. You can see light lot one. Again, the first 200 feet of that, and my eyes are failing me, Ms. Cornwell may be able to read it, but the first 200 feet is what is zoned MR, and the back 32?
Yes.
Thank you. Is zoned, currently zoned AR1. As you can see, there would be a proposed modular type building and then a parking lot in front of that for the customers in the Harbison area. In summary, this change of zone is, in my opinion, a near perfect fit for one of the county's newer zoning classifications. You heard what the purpose was of the B2 zoning district, and almost in each clause and phrase, this application meets that by serving this area with a small personal service type business. I know that when Mr. Moore read the rules of procedure there's not supposed to be any applause, but I think that from what I've heard, if there could be a collective applause from Harbison, I think it would be for this application. I know council doesn't often get applauded in change of zone and zoning applications, so I think this is an opportunity, maybe a rare opportunity, for that to occur. For all these reasons, Harbison Farm Revex would ask that the council adopt the recommendation from the Planning Commission and change the zoning classification for this property from AR1 and MR to B2. Myself and Ms. Dukes are certainly available to answer any questions that any members of council may have.
Are there any questions?
Questions to council, Mr. Burton.
I consider myself a post office aficionado. I go there quite often, and I use the Five Points one, right? And the parking is just a problem for me there. It's always crap. Do you have enough parking space? Is that post office parking, or where does the number come from?
The number will be determined, and I'm going to jump, Ms. Cornwell may want to answer this. The number will be determined by the size of the building. It'll follow the county code, Ms. Cornwell probably also wanted me to say that it's not a site plan review, but as the staff reviews it, certainly there's adequate room on the site for the parking, but whatever the post office requires and the county code requires will be the parking that's on the site.
But that would be a minimum, right?
Correct.
You could adjust that.
Correct.
That, is my, just my concern is that...
Are you planning to use this for a drive-through for Mr. Burton?
Drive-through? No problem, not a drive-through.
And in Five Points, are you referring to the Nassau Post Office?
Yes,
that is a difficult parking.
It's a difficult
situation.
And, I don't know that people are not always friendly in that parking lot, right? And so I think there's going to be a lot of people there. So I just ask you to look at that. I know it's not a site plan.
And we will note that to myself or Ms. Dukes or both of us will note that to the post office when it's laying out the final plans for this, that was referenced by the council.
And the reason that you went 32 feet back, is that from the MR? Is that because why'd you end up on that line on that property?
to have enough area within to meet the minimum zoning size and classic, the bulk area and height requirements for a B2 lot. Actually, at the time, we thought it was going to be C3, but so those met the minimum dimensions of a lot within that, in order to have that zoning classification.
I don't understand.
Each lot has to have a certain amount of lot frontage and depth and lot size, and this is meets the requirements of the zoning classification for lot size.
Is that though C3 or C2?
So it originally came in at, the service level came in as a C3, so they worked out with the, going to guess with the property owner about the size of the land, and then the minimum lot size for B2 can actually go down to 15,000 square feet. But they have looked at this as being an appropriate size, and I'm going to guess that might have something to do with the septic that will be on the property, because typically DENREC requires a half acre for a septic.
Okay. And there's a no, DELDOT's okay with the entrance, all that, all those permits are
We haven't sought the entrance permits from DELDOT yet. The first step was the change of zone, and then we would engage in the site plan process. And I think in the service level response from DELDOT, they noted that we needed to come back to them for the entrance, which we will do.
Okay. Thank you. Any more questions?
So how far are we from the ditch? The wastewater comes from Allen's.
I'm sorry.
How far are we from the ditch that comes from wastewater comes from Allen's?
Goes the other direction then.
Talk about the branch that's behind
the branch.
That's on the other side of Route 5.
Across Route 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you showed a picture of the ditch going down there.
No,
that's on the left.
Right.
On the other side.
It's on the other side of 5.
Any more questions?
Okay. If not, do you have anything else?
No, that concludes my presentation.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, a short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district and an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.8016 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
My motion is I'm in favor of this application for several reasons. I think the post office provides great service to the community, and this is certainly a rapidly growing area, so having the need for a post office, I think, is the right thing, and it's the right place to put that. Secondly, the request to go to B2, as stated by the code and by Mr. Hutt, is certainly the code was written for it, so maybe we will get an applause. I don't know. The commercial zoning of 0.8 acres and not to take it all the way back before this zoning is also the right thing to do. And lastly, for the reasons stated by planning and zoning, my motion is for approval.
Hudson.
I concur with Mr. Burton. And for the reasons stated by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes for the reasons stated by planning and zoning, and I'm glad to see the post office is going to continue to be in Harvest. Mr. Wilson.
I won't be using the post office, but I'm glad to hear this. I vote yes on P&Z's recommendations.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendations, and as far as the need for this Harvest, I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Action, Mr. Burton. Second.
Okay, good case. There's a song for you, right?
That's right. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will. Yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.